I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. New and improved, redesigned. That kind of sales pitch is generally reserved for laundry detergent or a vacuum cleaner, not what was the world's most frightening terror organization. But these days, Al-Qaeda is finding itself eclipsed by that other militant group, the one known as ISIS. So Al-Qaeda may be trying to rebrand itself. Sandeep Roy is senior editor at First Post, a news website in India. He recently wrote an article titled, "When Did Al-Qaeda Become Burger King?" He joins me now from Kolkata. And Sandeep, your article talks about the rivalry between the big jihadi groups, specifically Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Let's just start off by telling us more about that.
Well, Aaron, it came about when Ayman al-Zawahiri of Al-Qaeda announced that they were opening Al-Qaeda in South Asia. And it occurred to me that, you know, after 2001, whenever we talked about Al-Qaeda, it was always about shadowy this, shadowy that, shadowy organization. Nobody knew very much about it. And now here was Ayman al-Zawahiri making what sounded like a corporate presentation about opening a branch office and expanding its franchises into new territories. And I looked at it and I thought, all he lacks is a PowerPoint presentation. And it just so happened that a little while before that, Burger King had been announcing similar kinds of expansion into the Indian territory where we already have McDonald's. And I was really struck by the parallels between the two and how much more corporate Terror Inc. had become.
So two of the world's best-known franchises opening around the same time in India.
Two of them both opening around the same time in India. I think one does not offer happy meals. I mean, I make light of it, but I mean, it would be funny if it was obviously not so deadly.
As you say, we are making light of this just a bit, but it is quite deadly serious. Do you think this new franchise will get any traction there in the subcontinent?
The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi just actually did an interview with CNN's Fareed Zakaria, and he said that he didn't believe it would. You know, he said Indian Muslims will not be enamored or wooed by this new franchise, in a way as if saying this new corporation will not find a customer base within the Indian subcontinent. But whether it does make inroads or not, what is interesting is that this group has actually looked at India as a market where it has growth potential, where it has expansion potential. And Al-Qaeda, what Al-Qaeda is saying basically is that it is realizing as sort of a terror monopoly that it used to be after 9/11. It's now sort of faced with what we used to call in Silicon Valley flattening growth, a kind of decline in brand, and it needs to reinvent itself and be more nimble, which is what all corporations want to do. And in that sense, the Islamic State has all this kind of the feel of a really cutthroat startup, which has been started by hotshot executives who might have come out of the parent company, but are now, you know, far more nimble and far more aggressive. And there was this great infographic on Medium.com, which sort of looked at ISIS as an upstart startup, if you would call it, and talked about their diverse portfolio and capital and called it the hockey stick growth, which is a really steep growth in their revenue, income, and supporters.
Sandeep, you're a senior editor at First Post, a news website there in India. Do you have to think about your coverage of ISIS now, knowing that India is a potential recruiting ground? Because these guys, as you say, the brand ISIS, I guess, is kind of young and hip, maybe even sexy for certain folks, and Al-Qaeda's kind of old and stodgy, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of a classic, like, I don't know, IBM versus Apple starting out in a garage, and, you know, who knows where it will end up. And definitely there is a lot. I mean, when ISIS started out, because it had recruited some people from the Indian subcontinent, there were people worried. But I mean, India is also a really vast country in large, despite some of the hype, it's relatively peaceful. There have been, you know, there have been terror attacks in this country always. But in general, Indian Muslims are not being regarded as kind of, you know, fertile sort of recruiting grounds for whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda. But, you know, always there will be bad apples. Oh, we're going back to the Apple IBM, but yeah.
Sandeep Roy is with the news website First Post in India. And Sandeep, always great to hear you on The World. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Arnold.